Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 2nd. I almost said 22nd. It's the beginning of the month. Yeah. I'm pretty tired. All right. And this is what we're working on this morning. Police are investigating a shooting that occurred last evening in Niagara Falls.
Federal government says funding for a national food program for kids is in the work.
The Toronto Blue Jays were on the wrong end of a no-hitter against the Astros. Good morning. Well, welcome in Brian Wood as well. Tim Boland is on vacation this week, so you're stuck with me.
Yeah, but wait a minute. At least you color coordinate. Look
yes,
at the two of
yes.
you this morning.
I'm trying, Brian. I'm trying to fit in as much as I can.
Good for you.
I brought her tea this morning. I'm going to polish her shoes after the show.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at
wow.
that, huh?
I'm liking
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep, well, Boland's got a few things to learn when he comes back.
Oh, he certainly does, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's thrown out all of his bow ties.
Yeah. But at least he's going to be enjoying the sun where he is because,
yes.
yeah, we're not going to get that for, a few days, actually.
And we have a special weather statement this morning.
We do, and that special weather statement is now expanding right around the horseshoe. It was for Hamilton, it was for Halton Peel, Toronto, but now it's also including Niagara, it's also including Brantford, Waterloo, Wellington, about the amount of rain and wind. We could get 25 to 50. Speaking of the wind, I'm going to hang on here looking at that. At the camera that we have, 25 to 50 millimeters of precipitation, possibly 10 to 20 today, tonight into tomorrow, and the winds gusting to 60 to 70 kilometers an hour. Winds right now have been around 50 kilometers an hour for a while, so they're still fairly strong and could get stronger as the day goes on, but be prepared for rain settling in. We could even get some thunderstorm activity as this Colorado low pushes its way across southern Ontario today, tonight, tomorrow, and then and the wraparound, we could get a little bit of snow into Thursday. Well, not an awful lot, but we'll talk about the details coming up. All right, I want to look at traffic, and as you can tell by the dancing camera that we have, it's not too bad at the moment, but it was really shaking earlier. Not much happening at the 403 and Waterdown Road. That looks good. To our MTO traffic cameras, Nikola Tesla, nothing to see. Same with the top of the Skyway, even all the way through Third Line into Oakville from Burlington. No problems this morning at all. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up. Right now, the news.
Thank you very much, Brian. Niagara police are investigating a shooting on a residential street near Clifton Hill. Police were called to a second unrelated investigation in Niagara Falls last night. The public was notified just before 8 p.m. in a post on X. Police closed the surrounding area of Epworth Circle between Kincaid Place and Lawrence Avenue to investigate the shooting. There was a heavy police presence in the area with the forensic units on scene. Police haven't confirmed the extent of injuries or any suspects involved, but a freelancer with CHCH says a white Audi SUV is linked to the incident. We've reached out to police and EMS for more details.
Family and friends gathered in Milton to remember the victims of a weekend crash that killed three people. A memorial is growing at Derry Road and 6th Line. That's where two vehicles crashed around 3:30 on Saturday morning. A 16-year-old girl, 18-year-old man, and a 26-year-old man were killed. Several co-workers were shocked to find out that 26-year-old Masoar Ahmed from Milton had died in that crash. In a surveillance video from a nearby home, it showed one vehicle stopped when it was hit from behind. Now a GoFundMe page has been set up for Ahmed, and so far over $100,000 was raised. Friends say the teen girl's name was Emma.
We used to text like every morning, and now like I'm just like waiting on that expected text, and it's like it's not there. And it like hurts. She was just so amazing as a person. Like she was always there for everybody else.
Halton police say the investigation of the crash is ongoing.
A Canadian-American dual citizen is believed to be among the seven people killed in an apparent Israeli airstrike in Gaza. There's been no confirmation on the person's identity from Global Affairs Canada. The airstrike hit two vehicles that were part of a charity food delivery from the U.S.-based World Central Kitchen. The group says six of its international aid workers and their Palestinian driver were killed. The strike occurred hours after the group brought in food by ship. The convoy was well-marked and had coordinated their movements with the Israeli Defense Force. The CEO of World Central Kitchen calls the strike unforgivable.
About 15 protests took place across the country yesterday as the federal government's $15 a ton increase in the carbon tax came into effect. The Trans-Canada Highway just west of Calgary ground to a crawl as hundreds of protesters block that highway down to one lane. And in Ottawa, dozens of people gathered on Parliament Hill, some waving homemade signs and others with flags directing profanity at the Prime Minister. Well, as farmers get ready to work their fields this spring, there is a new campaign to make sure that what they're using on their crops stays there. They are being asked to be drift aware. Drift is the unintentional spraying of fertilizers, pesticides, and insecticides away from the plants that they're supposed to be protecting. It could be caused by wind or by sprayer settings, and it can harm animals, neighboring fields, and sensitive natural habitats. Well, in the federal budget later this month, there will be funding for a cross-country school food program. It's to provide meals for 400,000 more children across the country per year. The Prime Minister made the announcement in Toronto that they plan to spend $1 billion over the next 5 years for this program. He's promised to launch it, or had promised to launch it, during his 2021 election campaign. The New Democrats have been pushing the Liberal government to fulfill that promise ahead of this federal budget. The government says that they hope to get started as early as this September. Hamilton area MP Philomena Tassi also reiterated the importance of a school program like this at Shadoke Elementary School in Hamilton.
Currently, Canada is the only G7 country without a national school food program. We know that this is a gap, one that is felt more noticeably at a time of ever-increasing grocery bills and inflation, as Richie has pointed out. Today, in fact, nearly one in four children in Canada do not get enough food. That impacts their health and their opportunities to learn and grow. And I saw that firsthand in my work 20 years as a high school chaplain.
And more details of this plan will come out in the federal budget, which is coming out on April 16th.
All right, let's take a look at sports. The Maple Leafs hosting the Panthers last night, the same Panthers that beat the Leafs in round two of the playoffs last season, and the very same Panthers squad that the Buds will most likely be playing in the first round of the playoffs this year.
Kulikov holds in at the point, sends it across, stolen away, and look out, Robertson's got a breakaway.
And Nick Robertson doesn't miss, absolutely undressing Sergei Bobrovsky to give the Leafs the lead in the first period, his 12th goal of the season. And about 30 seconds later, the Buds added that lead. This time it's Auston Matthews with his league leading and new career high, 61st of the season. The Panthers get one back early in the second, but the Leafs respond quickly. Matthews going to work in the corner. He feeds in front where Tyler Bertuzzi just taps it in. To give Toronto a 3-1 lead. Leafs were up 5-1 in the third when the Panthers came storming back to make it very interesting, scoring three goals to make it a one-goal game, but with the net empty. Auston Matthews wrestles the puck away from the Panthers and buries his 62nd goal of the season into the empty cage. Leafs hold on for a 6-4 win. Matthews finishes with two goals and a helper.
I think just the forecheck pressure and just kind of simplifying your game, getting pucks to the net with screens against obviously a very good goalie. And, I thought we just came out with a lot of purpose there, especially in the first. And, pretty sound game overall. Obviously in the third there, I thought we were a little bit more on our heels than we'd like to be. And, that's a really good team over there. So you give them an inch and they're going to take a yard.
A takeaway that we, can be on the winning side against this team. I think we showed that through the first, two periods, and the third kind of was a little ugly, but for sure you got the win.
Let's head down to Houston, where the Toronto Blue Jays are taking on the winless Houston Astros, who were swept by the Yankees in their opening series. And I'm going to warn you right now, if you're looking forward to seeing a bunch of Jays hits here, it's not going to happen. And that is because Houston starting pitcher Ronel Blanco was dealing last night. Top of first after George Springer walks to start the game. Blanco gets Vladdy Jr. to swing over one. Then catches Dalton Varsho looking still in the first. With one man on, Kyle Tucker takes Bowden Francis deep to left field. Give Houston the early 2-0 lead. Jump to the third, Houston up three when Jeremy Pena absolutely murders this Francis offering. The third dinger Francis has allowed so far in the game. Then it's Blanco getting back to work, sitting down Vladdy again on strikes. And then Justin Turner goes down swinging as well. Jump to the ninth, and Blanco still dealing. Vladdy grounds out, and Ronel Blanco completes the no-hitter. George Springer was the only Jay to get on base with a pair of walks. Jays lose 10-0. The Iowa Hawkeyes are heading back to the Women's College Basketball Final Four. That means the collegiate career of star Caitlin Clark will continue. Last night, Clark's Hawkeyes took down Angel Reese and the LSU Tigers 94-87 in an Elite Eight matchup. The superstar and record-setting guard poured in 41 points to lead her club, including 9 three-pointers. Hawkeyes' victory also avenged a national championship game loss to LSU from last season. Top-seeded Iowa now moves on to a national semifinal game on Friday night in Cleveland, and they will play the UConn Huskies, who defeated the top-seeded USC Trojans 80-73 last night to claim the last spot in the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. The Hamilton Bulldogs are back on the ice tonight in their first-round playoff showdown with the Ottawa 67s. After winning their first-ever playoff game at home in Brantford 5-2 against the 67s, the Bulldogs took an early lead in the series. Fun fact, the 67s were established in 1967 during Canada's centennial year. Write that little nugget down for trivia night. Those same 67s came storming back in Game 2, however, hammering the Dogs 6-3. Puck drop for this one is at 7 in the nation's capital.
Good morning, second morning of April, and it's a windy start to the day, and look out for the wetness settling in. We'll talk about that coming up. 6:11, just about 6:12 here. The camera's shaking a little bit right there. That's our exclusive camera, 403, right around Waterdown Road. It was really dancing a lot earlier this morning, but it's calmed down a little bit as the winds have died a bit. To our MTO traffic cameras, and again, this time of the morning, nothing to see. QEW Niagara Street, still dry conditions through here. There has been a little bit of shower activity. That's a look at Woodward Avenue. Here's east of Brant, Toronto bound towards us. Same here, east of Royal Windsor Drive and through Cawthorne at going through Mississauga. Nothing to see on the roads this morning. Okay, temperature this morning, we're above seasonal to start the day, so 4 degrees is our temperature right now. We did have some light rain a little bit earlier, but that's tapered off. It is just fairly cloudy at the moment. The winds, they were gusting to about almost to 60 kilometers an hour earlier, but they've died off. They're northeast 29, gusting to about 41 right now. So special weather statement in effect for the rain that we're going to be getting today, tonight, into tomorrow, all around the horseshoe, 25 to 50 millimeters, quite possible, and winds gusting to about 70 kilometers an hour. So for school, 4 degrees today. Temperature's not really going to change an awful lot. The winds will be strong, and we could get 10 to 20 millimeters of precipitation. As that low, that Colorado low comes up and across us, spreading the rain. Could even be some thunderstorms later on this evening and overnight. And then notice the wraparound, that northerly flow behind that low, that could pull in a little bit of snow flurry activity as we get into Thursday. But look at the temperatures today, really struggling. I mean, yesterday we got to 10 degrees, 4 to 6 to 7, even 8 degrees today. Rain settling in, 10 to 20 millimeters around the horseshoe. Tonight there's that thunderstorm activity, but temperatures actually go up throughout the overnight hours. We'll hit 9 degrees by tomorrow morning in Hamilton, and then the temperature is going to fall to about 4 by later in the day, stay about 9 for Niagara. But notice the temperature is dropping, and the rain continues, 10 to 20 millimeters again tomorrow, with winds a little bit lighter for the day tomorrow. But out the door this morning, it was raining lightly earlier, but now it is just cloudy, it is windy, and our temperature sitting at 4. Long range coming up. Annette, Adam.
All right, thank you very much, Brian. Emily Vukovic joins us now with what's coming up in Chit Chat. Emily?
Hello. Hello. You guys remember the scandal in 2019 about the college universities and rich people paying for their children to go? Well, Felicity Huffman, who was one of those people, is now returning to TV. We're going to discuss her new role. And we've got a brand new show coming to CHCH that you guys are going to want to hear about.
Yeah, it looks very cool.
All right, looking forward to it. All right, coming up after the break, United is asking their pilots to take some time off. They'll tell you why they might not be too interested. Next. Let's take a look at the markets. The Canadian dollar is up 6 basis points this morning. It is 73.74 cents U.S. Gold is up $24.80, while crude gained $1.62. It is at $85.33 a barrel. In midday, European trading markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were up today in Tokyo and Hong Kong, but down just a little bit in Shanghai. On North American markets, the TSX was up 18 points. The Dow lost 241. The NASDAQ was up just slightly.
United Airlines wants to give its pilots some time off, but there is a catch. It's unpaid. The issue is Boeing, which hasn't been able to deliver some of the airplanes United ordered. Since there aren't enough planes to fly, the airline is asking pilots to volunteer for unpaid leave. For now, this request is for May. A pilots' union memo says United's voluntary unpaid time off program could extend through the summer. More than 80% of United's fleet uses Boeing airplanes. The carrier is looking into buying more jets from Airbus, but deliveries on new orders can take years.
Crews at the Baltimore Bridge collapse have cleared a temporary channel to allow smaller boats through, but it's still too shallow to allow large cargo ships access to the port of Baltimore. The channel was dug nearly a week after a huge container ship slammed into the bridge, killing 6 construction workers. Crews are also working on clearing a larger path for bigger vessels while working to untangle what's left of that bridge. There's no timeline on when the port, which employs 8,000 people, will be at full capacity again, or when a replacement bridge will be in place. The owners of the MV Dali, that's the name of that cargo ship, have now petitioned a court trying to limit their liability to the ship itself and the cargo on board. It's about $42 million U.S. They are using a maritime argument known as the Titanic Law.
Airlines and marine shippers are asking Ottawa to beef up funding for sustainable transport. They say money should flow toward green supply chains as well as upgrades to existing infrastructure. Ahead of the upcoming federal budget on April 16th, a pair of transportation groups says tax credits, loans, and grants are essential to help companies reduce carbon emissions and keep pace with other countries' transportation networks. Specifically, the group says incentives for using green jet fuel are needed, along with money to help electrify Canada's port systems.
Google is about to delete billions of user browsing records. This is to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit. Google's going to also switch off third-party trackers by default and notify users whenever their data is being collected. Before, Google used third-party cookies to collect user data, even when users were on non-Google sites. A 2020 lawsuit, though, centered on Google's incognito mode. Plaintiffs accused the tech giant of collecting data from millions of users without their knowledge. Google, though, says the data it collected was technical in nature. It wasn't associated with any individual and was not used for any form of personalization.
Trump Media and Technology Group has disclosed that it lost more than $58 million last year. Monday's regulatory filing also shows the company only generated $4.1 million in revenue last year. Trump Media's accountants warned in the filing that they may not be able to stay in business. Shares of the company, which went public last week, tumbled more than 20 yesterday following the new filings, but they are still up nearly 200% this year so far.
Okay, taking a quick break right now. Brian is back with your traffic, your 7-day forecast, and that special weather statement for today.
6:23. All right, it's Tuesday morning. We made it through a Monday. We're looking at the QEW on Ontario Street. Not a lot going on in St. Catharines, which is pretty much normal for this time of the morning. Here's a look at Third Line. Once again, nothing has really changed. Maybe just a little bit more volume, but still moving fine all the way through Sheridan, going through Mississauga. Not a lot to see there. Even dipping into the 403, right around Burnham Thorpe, all doing fine. Toronto bound lanes obviously coming towards us, a little bit busier there. So let's check what we have right now, starting this Tuesday morning. 4 degrees in Hamilton. That's above seasonal, so it's a mild start to the day. 3 for Grimsby, 5 Toronto, 6 into Mississauga right now. So sun times for the day today, 6:58 comes up, goes down at 7:48. Days getting longer, of course. And those are our seasonals, 8 and minus 1. So we are above seasonal for an overnight low. Those are our records. And, yeah, we are looking at rain settling in today. So rain for the first bell. and rain for after school. Temperature not going to change an awful lot throughout the day, going to stay at 4. So 4 degrees for the day today, 10 to 15 millimeters for Hamilton, 10 to 20 around the Horseshoe, 9 tonight. So temperature goes up overnight and then dips during the day tomorrow as the rain settles in. We could get, well, you know, another thunderstorm throughout the overnight. Then tomorrow it's another day of rain. 2 degrees. There's the day we could get some mixing, some wet snow into some rain. 5 degrees Friday. Look at the weekend coming up. 8 and 10 degrees for Saturday and Sunday. And Monday, of course, the big day for the eclipse. Got my glasses ready up there. 12 degrees and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Looks good. Which forecast, Annette.
Okay, let's hope it's sunny in the afternoon.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Brian. OpenAI has unveiled a new artificial intelligence that can mimic human voices. Take a listen to this. The first recording is of a woman who lost her ability to speak because of a brain tumor. The second is what she sounds like through the AI.
Hi, everyone. This is what my voice sounds like.
Hi everyone, this is what my voice sounds like using OpenAI's new text-to-speech model called Voice Engine.
Wow. So Voice Engine technology needs a 15-second voice sample to replicate a human's voice nearly flawlessly. OpenAI says it can be used for translations as well and to provide reading assistance. However, there are, of course, lots of nefarious ways that this technology could be used. That's one reason that OpenAI has not released it to the public. OpenAI says technology like voice-based authentication for bank accounts should be phased out first. We could be phased out.
Yeah. So, wonder if I can get Brian's voice.
I want Brian's
buttery
voice.
Buttery sob voice. We all just do the news sounding like Brian. That'd be the best. All right, thanks very much. Stay with us. More to come after the break.